Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze newspaper. Comes out every Thursday. You can get a preview right here with her. Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, I want to say, first of all, happy Valentine's Day.
Aw, happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yes. I just love my call-ins on Thursday, so it's nice to say that.
Yes.
We have got a lot of news in the paper this week, starting with the possibility that the schools will start changing the time because of a state law that they can't start before 8 a.m. And there will be some parent input on this. I know it's a very big problem to have to get your child to the Gulf Breeze Middle School or Woodline Beach Middle School by 7:15 a.m. I understand that. Years ago, the school district changed those times so that they would have a three-tier bus system, and also to alleviate some of the traffic, because the traffic was just constant when everybody was going in near the same time. When all three schools on Highway 98 were going in, the traffic jam was just unbelievable. So they started staggering the start time. It also saved the school district at the time, I want to say, about $750,000, because it didn't have to have as many buses,
right?
Because they could use the same buses over and over again. Well, now they are considering, a change to those start times. And so there will be some opportunity for parent input, I think through February 24th. And then there's going to be a meeting at Woodline Beach Middle School on Thursday, March the 5th at 5:30 p.m. So if you're a parent of a middle schooler or you have any kind of input on this, it should be a good time to either go online or to attend that meeting.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you explaining that, because I had sort of seen the story and I hadn't really understood all the pieces that made that significant. So I appreciate you explaining how the new state law works with the start times. And I knew about the buses, but that it all cascades together. That's important. City has done a rebrand, but let's call it a low-key rebrand, not a Pensacola City rebrand. Is that right?
That's right. What they did was they added something that I was like, what? What are you talking about? The city of Gulf Breeze was established, incorporated in 1961. But now they have traced back the history to the time when the Pensacola mayor moved to Gulf Breeze, which was basically one of the first times that they could document that it was a settlement. And, of course, it's been, part of the, history. But 1828. So now they're saying that Gulf Breeze was established as a residential area in 1828. So they're going to use that as some of their new branding. So interesting.
Yeah, I thought this was so cool. Sam was telling me about how the history of this with the development of the island and the city of Pensacola sent somebody over and the surveying and all and discovering it in the archives. I mean, it's a really fascinating discovery that the history is a lot longer than we had originally thought. So that's great. The city is the county and the city are both opposing this SB 948, this ridiculous preemption of all residential zoning. And I mean, it's crazy, this law.
It is amazing how much the home rule is being taken away every single legislative session.
Yep.
And now the state and the county and city are saying, the county and the city are saying, no more. We cannot continually give up all of our rights to Tallahassee. So they have voiced their strong opposition to this, because they're saying that, this bill is going to make it to where they just have no say in lot size, parking, density, automatic approval timelines, deemed approved provisions, which would undermine their ability to responsibly manage growth and protect residents during storm events.
Yeah.
So they are both, they're hoping that if the state does pass this, they're hoping to get a carve out for our area, because the city of Gulf Breeze is already built out for one thing, but also the county, Colton Wright, he's opposed to it as well. So it was interesting because Kerry Smith, who's a commissioner, he said that this was a real kick to the midsection.
Yep. It's terrible. This I honestly can't, it's such a bad law. I have a hard time believing it will pass, but it's scary that it's even getting conversation because it is a ridiculously stupid law. You guys also have good stories about the Girl Scouts doing a project for a sports team.
Yeah, so Genevieve DeLapp, she's a Girl Scout, and she got the gold award because she went over to the American Legion post 378, and she started a sports team, which is called Vet Sports. It's in connection with vetsports.org to help veterans and, of course, people who are active duty create a sports team, possibly even a sports league, for anything they want to play. It could be cornhole. In fact, she and her family created some cornhole, whatever you call them, those things.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what you call those. Boxes?
They have some
Go on.
Yeah. And also, it could be whatever. It could be tennis. It could be, you know, anything. So the Legion now has the opportunity to participate in whatever they decide that they want to do in connection with vetsports.org. I think it's a great opportunity for anyone. You know, the sports is such a great way to build a community and kind of take your mind off, you know, something that's going on in your life. You've got something else to look forward to. So I think it's wonderful. It's also kind of you put something on your calendar. So you've got to be, you know, you've got to be committed to it.
You got to show up. Yeah.
Show up. And
no, I love that. That's great.
It's a great opportunity.
You got stories about Men Pact, Gulf Breeze Will Do. Of course, Mardi Gras is this weekend, Valentine's Day, as you mentioned, and Bingo Beads and Beans coming up on Tuesday. So all kinds of fun stuff. The paper is full of information. It comes out every Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher. She gives us Gulf Breeze News. She gives us a preview of it on the morning. Lisa, great to talk to you. Thank you for being my Valentine. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Culver's. Try the Club Chicken Sandwich and sign up for the Welcome to Delicious app. Cordova Mall, Mobile Highway, and Milton Culver's. Welcome to Delicious. Still dealing with the accident that happened on 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue. Again, it's off to the side of the road, but just some minor slowdowns as you approach it going southbound on 9th Avenue. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit, seeing about a 3-minute delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. By the way, you know, I didn't mention it with Lisa, but, you know, she's brought up losing home rule and, you know, centralizing of power. We've talked about this several times, but I mentioned this yesterday. I don't think I ever actually read you this line. The end of the Florida Doge report, you know, this ridiculous thing that looks like it was written by AI. It just so silly. The very last line in the Doge report, page 99 out of 99, number 6, recommendation, establish a process for streamlining local government structure. Florida should review. The state should review, right? Not individual people who live in these municipalities. Florida should review the 411 municipalities for potential opportunities to provide local government services more efficiently through abolition or consolidation, with particular attention paid to small municipalities and highly urbanized counties. Consideration should be given, this is a point two, there's two bullets. Consideration should be given to creating incentives to encourage the simplification of local government through the consolidation of municipalities. Their final note in the Doge report is, we probably ought to be getting rid of cities and towns and villages. When I say that the Tallahassee, now, there's going to be, Tallahassee is a group of people, okay? It's not a monolith, but the Tallahassee does not like local government. The proof is in the Doge report. Blazing Golia, the CFO, Governor DeSantis, you know, this is not light stuff that they're recommending. Now, we perennially have this conversation a little bit about consolidation, would it or wouldn't it, but that should absolutely be the local people deciding that, not the state of Florida saying, ta, these stupid cities. I'm Andrew McKay.
Let's go. You're still grooving, still connecting, still loving, still turning up, still thriving. You still got it. But your immune system, it weakens as you age. That's where vaccines come in. They help train and strengthen your immune response to fight off respiratory illnesses like flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, or COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Book in minutes at Vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, we have some great news from Condé Nast to brag about. Pensacola Beach is the number one beach in America. It's Mardi Gras weekend, plus the SBC basketball tournament is coming soon.
Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
There's a parade somewhere
you probably want to know about.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Play, get what you settle for.
Spin them around like a weed on fire. Walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escape for me.
I just wanna.
How many years does this take you back, John?
Oh, man, I'm over here just moving
he's
the
grooving,
shoulders.
He's moving. He's a,
man.
You know, what is it? Dr. Charles Neely used to always say that motion is lotion. John is getting his lotion on. Metaphorically speaking.
Okay, yes, thank you. Thank you, brother.
What's that a metaphor? Oh, just don't ask, you know.
Yeah, don't ask.
Ask your mom. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines, David.
And good morning, Andrew. Are you guys going to be okay over there?
What was the conversation that you and John and I were having earlier? Is we just hope they have fun and forgive us for having fun. And hope it's fine. No, because you're like, you know, we say stuff on the radio all the time, and
right.
A kid might not understand what it is. So
ask your mom. Or
right?
Dad or
yeah.
Whomever.
All right. Just going to move on here. David, what do you got to tell me to take our mind off all this?
Well, sure. Senators are looking for answers about yesterday's sudden closure of airspace over El Paso. So it's being reported that the Pentagon decided to test some type of anti-drone laser weapon, but apparently didn't coordinate with the FAA. The FAA said there was a drone incursion from a Mexican drug cartel, so lots of conflicting stories.
Or a Chinese weather balloon, spy balloon.
That's the Roswell theory.
Or a really big paper airplane?
You just never know.
Okay.
It could have been any of those, yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard all of these, not
so
the airplane.
Senator Ted Cruz says that the details are unclear and he wants answers.
I agree with Ted. We want answers.
Ted and Andrew, they want answers.
The podcast.
Boy, some horrible news coming out of Iowa. One person dead, dozens hurt after a bus crash. It was carrying the Iowa Lakes Community College baseball team. The bus apparently crashed and rolled over in a ditch. And the Iowa State Patrol said 33 people were on board that bus. So.
Mm.
The U.S. men's hockey team hitting the ice at the Winter Olympics today. Team USA squaring off with Latvia. At 3:10 p.m. Eastern time in the preliminary round opener.
Is that a dessert?
I have a pronunciation question. What was the name of that country again?
It's Latvia.
Why do you say it like that?
It sounds like a dessert.
Latvia.
There you go.
Would you like a drizzle with that?
No, I don't know. What's the proper pronunciation for
it?
Latvia. That's it.
You did it in a very, you know, emphatic sort of way, and I didn't know if there was a reason.
I just wanted to know if you had dessert.
We're taking a flight and we're going to Great Britain.
You know, look, I just take great pride in my accuracy of pronunciations, obviously.
Wow. Well done. All right, fair enough. Yeah. I'll allow it. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 823 News Radio 92. You know, I sometimes imagine the person who, for the very first time, like, I don't know, the military is PCSing here and they just are arriving and they're driving for the very first time through Pensacola, or somebody just got out of the, you know, whatever, or somebody moved here, or they're driving through and they managed to catch us somehow, and they've heard us talk for like 3 minutes. What they must think.
Happy thoughts. Yeah, think happy thoughts.
Who knows? All right. 437's the shadow knows. Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resource, payroll, you know, all the fun stuff, like the, you know, the real icing of owning. No, this is the terrible stuff. I mean, it's important. It's vital for recruiting and retention, but it's not fun. But you have to do it. And it can be a little bit of a headache to figure it out. Well, that's why you call Torgerson Consulting, because they're really good at this. They've been doing it for 2 decades here in Pensacola, helping people figure this stuff out for us here at News Radio and Cat Country. For the last 5 years, we've been using them for our benefits. And so every year they give us the updated plans, the dental, vision, health, all that. And I have confidence that they have found us the best available. Now, best available out of a range of terrible is still the best of the terrible. And, you know, they cannot make it better, but they can find us the best of it. And they do. And they answer questions, and they return our phone calls, and they, you know, just great people to work with. Very easy. So if you want to find out if you're doing the best by your employees, give them a call. No obligation. Have them review what you're doing right now. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with the accident that happened on 9th Avenue and Underwood Avenue. If you're going southbound on 9th Avenue, you're experiencing just a minor delay. It's off to the side of the road and traffic's starting to move again. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody asked, what was the number of the bill? 948, SB 948. It's if you know anything about zoning rules, you'll read this bill and you'll just fall off your chair. I don't want to recap it all, but the short version is the bill preempts all residential zoning, including retroactively, unless you're in an HOA, and defines, it basically takes away setbacks, lot size limits, height of structures, multifamily residential can be, or multifamily can be built anywhere. It's genuinely, it would turn all zoning that's residential into the wild, wild west, total anarchy. The builders will love it. But, you know, if you live in a neighborhood that's not an HOA, man, it's just radical change. Anyway, that's SB 948. John, I know you're not a big Facebook guy, but have you at least seen the ChatGPT selfies? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I've seen a few of them here and there.
They're for a while, it's died off just a little bit. But man, I think a week or two ago, it was just
everywhere.
Every post was somebody. Okay, and you would be unsurprised, I suspect, to guess that I did how many of these for myself?
You did. You know, I'm going to go with zero.
That's exactly right. I did zero. And I'll be honest, I was semi-curious, you know, and so I kind of started the process. And then it's like, well, upload a photo and tell us, you know, what your interests are and tell us where you're from. And I'm like, no thanks. That sounds like information harvesting.
Oh.
So if you ask me my belief, I think that ChatGPT just successfully performed the most massive, intrusive, data-harvesting media campaign in the history of mankind. Because what I had originally thought was make a caricature based on what you know about me is what I thought it was, and that is apparently not how it works. So you give it a photo, and you give it your name, and you give it your interests, and you give it where you live, and you tell it whatever you want to tell it about yourself. Belly button size, you know, if you're the belly button of the community.
Oh, sorry, yes.
You know, you tell it what you want it to know. And then it has the information that it wants to know. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong, but
if
I were to do
it. They just did
it
to be cool. They just did it. They just did it to be fun. They're just trying to make your life richer.
Well, if I did it, I would give it some whacked out answers, so it would be
black,
like,
hair,
oh.
6'4".
I know. I mean, I would be like, what are your interests? Well, what
curling
you like to know?
Expert,
yes,
from Hawaii. Andrew McKay, give me some output. Build me a profile.
That's what I would do.
All right, what else do we have? Oh, you're going to think I'm making this up, and this might wind up in the Transgressive Memorial Service tomorrow. Early service, 6:20, late service, 8:20. I play a woke pastor commenting on the things that got canceled or the good things that are done over the week. I haven't figured out if I'm going to be able to make this a transgression, but it is such a fascinating story. Did you hear about the billionaires demonstration in San Francisco?
What? A billionaires demonstration?
There's a guy, Derek Kaufman, who is the founder of an AI startup. He created a March for billionaires.
Huh?
As in a march in favor of billionaires in San Francisco. And they got together and they marched in favor of, and they had signs, you know, and they celebrated the billionaires. Because there's a pending bill that would put a one-time 5% tax on the net worth of anybody worth more than a billion living in California, because California is desperate to steal everybody's money. And you can either pay it one lump sum or five payments over 5 years. You choose. You remember we talked about the Sam Darnold having to pay more in income taxes for the privilege of working in California for 11 days than he actually won in the Super Bowl, you know, for example. Okay, so this was partly a protest against that bill, but more it was a, let's get out and show people how much we love the billionaires.
What was it, like four people?
15 or something,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought.
And they drew counter-protesters who were making fun of them. But it's, see, here's the thing. I agree with him. He's right. Billionaires are billionaires because they do something that you like. Jeff Bezos is a billionaire because you like getting products shipped to your door with Amazon. He didn't steal your money. He made your life better. That's why billionaires become billionaires. But, you know, I'm not sure you can teach that message in a protest.
I'm Therese Crowley. Another find in the desert darkness. Fox Digital reports a set of black gloves were recovered by Pima County and FBI forensics teams about a mile from Nancy Guthrie's home being DNA tested for a match to the door cam video of the armed man at her door when the 84-year-old disappeared 12 days ago. The FBI, with 4,000 tips in just 24 hours after releasing that surveillance video. Director Kash Patel says they're looking at multiple persons of interest. The House passed the SAVE Act for election security last night. Speaker Mike Johnson.
All it does is it ensures that if you're going to register to vote, you have to have proof of citizenship. And when you show up to vote, you have to show a photo ID.
The Senate grilling Minnesota's attorney general today over $8 billion in taxpayer fraud on his watch. Southern Command reports the U.S. Navy destroyer Truxton collided with a supply ship loading in the Caribbean. Two sailors with minor injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
8:31 at News Radio 92.3. And good morning. I'm David Wayne. It's 59 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies right now. Of course, our full forecast is on the way. We'll have that in just a few minutes with Brooke Richardson. Bill cracking down on scam phone calls is now moving through the Florida Senate. The measure would fine telecom companies up to $250,000 for providing fake caller ID information. Senator Elena Garcia says scams targeting seniors have increased fourfold since 2020. The bill would require phone companies to block calls and texts with spoofed numbers. A Senate committee approved it unanimously on Wednesday. If that passes, the changes would take effect in October. The historic Fernie Hill home still has another step before demolition can proceed. City Administrator David Stafford gave an update. He says it goes before the Architectural Review Board later this month.
And you heard the mayor at the press conference talk about his disappointment that there's not more that can be done to protect some of these historic homes. But, you know, you're limited in state and local ordinances and.
Stafford does say the board could delay demolition for 30 days if somebody wants to purchase the property from the current owner. After that, the permits must be issued within a certain time frame. Well, the city of Pensacola is changing hours at a lot of its parks. Most will now be open sunrise to sunset. Five parks, though, will stay open a bit later until 10 p.m., including Community Maritime Park, Veterans Memorial Park, and the downtown plazas. The Blake Doyle Skate Park will stay open until midnight. Mayor D.C. Reeves says these changes follow a comprehensive review of how residents actually use the city's parks. New signage is expected to go up later this week. A 19-year-old Molina woman's recovering after a crash on the north side of the county. The Florida Highway Patrol says she lost control of her SUV on Century Boulevard Wednesday and ran off the road into a ditch. Her vehicle rolled. She was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Now, there's a candlelight vigil scheduled Friday for the 5-year-old boy whose body was found near Perdido Bay last week. The vigil for Jacaden Smith is set for 5:30 at Moorings Apartments on Old Spanish Trail Road, and the public is invited to attend and asked to bring candles or balloons. Jacaden's mother, Jalinda Smith, has been charged with aggravated negligent manslaughter of a child. Well, after reviewing some of the Epstein files, one Florida lawmaker says he believes he's only scratched the tip of the iceberg. Democrat Congressman Maxwell Frost of the Orlando area, he said yesterday he spent hours looking at the unredacted files available only to lawmakers. And he said on Instagram a lot of the files he believed did relate to the president but didn't offer specifics. He says he plans to go back to the Justice Department and review more. A bill that could help rideshare drivers save money is making its way through Tallahassee. A Senate committee yesterday approving a bill that reduces the amount of insurance Lyft and Uber drivers must have. Under the current law, companies have to have at least $1 million in liability coverage for death, bodily injury, or property damage. The law kicks in once the driver agrees to pick up a passenger. But under the new law, it would only kick in once the passenger is already in the car. St. Petersburg Republican Senator Nick DeSegli is sponsoring it. He says it would save money for both drivers and consumers. 8:35 at News Radio, and John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Back to rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Everything is flowing smoothly. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. It is 8:35, 60 degrees, partly cloudy. Let's get a look at our forecast.
Starting off very mild today in the 50s. Temperatures will warm up as we head through your afternoon. 69 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 52. For Friday, mostly sunny skies, high near 72 degrees. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 57. As you head into Saturday, 30% chance of some showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, high near 71. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Well, thank you very much, Brooke. Again, 60, partly cloudy right now. And your money now. Taking a look at our opening markets on Wall Street, the Dow is up about 0.6%, 314 points at 50,436 right now. The S&P up about 0.4%, 27.25 points, 6,968.72. NASDAQ up over 0.25% right now, 23,131.4 points. 10-year bond rate down a bit, 4.16% today. Gold prices are down 13.40 at 5,085.10. Silver's down $1.05 at $82.87. And Bitcoin is up 365 this morning at 67,781. The Dow Jones Industrial Average surged more than 1,000 points as markets rallied on Friday. It briefly touched that mark and set an all-time high. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ were also sharply higher. Taking a look at our financial headlines today. Here we go. Uber Eats is testing an AI-powered feature they call Cart Assessment. Users can take a picture of a shopping list. The chatbot will find the items. Shoppers can still customize their list before they make their final purchase. Well, that New York nurses' strike is still going on, but they're heading back to work now this weekend. Nurses at Mount Sinai and Montefiore voted on Wednesday to ratify new contracts and ended that five-week strike for about 10,000 nurses. Disney's now struck a deal with British telecom giant Sky UK. The international partnership is a multi-year deal. It will integrate Disney Plus on Sky and include the launch of the Disney Cinema Linear Channel, which will feature dozens of movies in its first month. 8:38, our next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime it happens. News Radio 92.3.
Making the wrong choice can be very costly. Choosing the wrong plumbing company can cost you a lot of money. Hi, I'm Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we've been repairing Pensacola's plumbing problems for over 50 years. We are the local originator of the flat rate pricing system, so you don't have to pay by the hour, and there are no surprises. When you need a plumber, make the right choice and call Barbieri Plumbing. We will make your plumbing great again.
License number RF 11067749. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable. Everybody was kung fu
fighting. I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I got a Valentine's Day question for you today. It's a two-parter, okay? You can go either direction you like. The first question I have, is candy a good gift for Valentine's Day? And I suppose primarily we'd want to hear from the ladies, okay? Because, I mean, I don't, you know, would your lady buy you a box of Snickers bars for
Hershey's, Valentine's? Yes.
Okay. But no, is candy, like, and what I mean by this is, you know, do you want candy? Does candy make you happy? As a Valentine's Day gift. That's the first one. 437-1620. Well, John, we're going to have the conversation. I think you'll be surprised at what people say. Number two. Tell me the best Valentine's Day gift you ever got. That you can't, John can't do it? Okay. All right. Fair enough. See, I had several times in the past, I keep a track of all the topics we do for the frivolous topic going all the way back to when we started this in COVID. So I know I've asked the question, talk about bad Valentine's Day gifts you've gotten, you know, and what are the ones to avoid? And, you know, don't buy her an iron, you know, don't buy her a vacuum cleaner, unless it's one of the, like, you know, the little ground-based Roombas or whatever that's, you know, maybe saving labor, whatever. But, you know, also don't buy things like self-help books or, you know, weight loss. You know, the gifts that are not really gifts, the gifts that are insults, right? That's okay. But candy, I'm curious. Do you want candy for Valentine's Day? I suppose if you want to weigh in on flowers, that's true, that you could weigh in on flowers. I'm thinking about the traditional, standard Valentine's Day. Before I ask John the question, I will say on roses, if I got my wife roses for Valentine's Day, she would be very, very upset at me.
Why is that?
Roses are not her favorite flower. She likes hyacinths because they're smelly. She doesn't care about roses. And if I buy roses on Valentine's Day, I pay 2 to 3 times as much as they're worth. And she's a very financially Dave Ramsey kind of, you know, don't waste money. Fool. You know, if you have to buy me flowers, buy them at a different day. You know, that's my wife. Very prudent, practical. She's an industrial engineer. She's an efficiency expert. Okay. Why she married me, who knows. Anyway, opportunity to work. Anyway, John Pickens. So tell me, John, do you, candy, you think?
Yeah,
is a good...
who doesn't want candy?
A lot of women.
Well, but, okay.
You know, well, think about it.
Well,
why do women not want candy for Valentine's Day? Well, what does candy do to the woman's body?
Whoa. This got deep.
What does it do?
This got deep.
What's a bunch of candy do? What's a bunch of
absolutely
sugar?
Absolutely nothing. It makes them...
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
Makes them skinnier.
Wasn't going to say a word, sir. I knew this was a trap.
Oh, but just total side note. Yes, we're aware. I don't know what's going on with the signal. It came and went a couple of times in the last 5 minutes. We don't know what the problem is, so I absolutely appreciate you guys texting us, but we don't know the answer. So... sorry, but I know a couple of you are texting in, and we don't know, and I wish we could figure it out, but, you know, okay.
But engineering has been notified.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so you like candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Hershey.
Does Talisha like candy?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well.
Have you asked?
No, but I guess I'm going to have to now. Thanks, Andrew.
Just one more service I offer.
I
know.
Doubt
your Valentine's Day gifts.
Great.
Welcome to News Radio. All right, so... Well, And so, again, now I know this is a little bit specific to my wife, but she doesn't particularly like Valentine's Day candy either. Also because, to her, candy is calories. And if it's calories she really, really wants, like if you really know which particular kind of candy she wants, okay, that's adequate. You know, that's okay. But still, it's always like a bit of an obligation, you know, and she's likes to look good, and so she doesn't like to overeat sweets and that kind of stuff. But especially, like, the worst I could do would be buy her Valentine's Day roses, wrong flower, too much price, and buy her Valentine's Day, like, you know, random candy in a box.
Have you ever done that before?
Buy somebody random candy in a box?
No. Yeah, give for her.
No.
You
no.
know better?
Oh, no. My wife doesn't like surprises. She doesn't like wasted calories. I know what kind of candy she likes, and so buying her candy in a box would be a way of saying, I didn't care enough to buy you the candy you want. I bought you this other. I mean, there's all kinds of,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You know.
That's a lot to think about.
My wife is an industrial engineer. She's the smartest woman. I that's why I married her, right?
Right.
So you got to. Bless you got to learn how to play this game, right? You got to be effective. That's
bless
right.
you, child.
But, you know, if I had not married somebody smart, you know, I would have walked all over. And if she had married something smart, she would have walked all over him. So we'd married each other. Works out good. John okay. Pickens has got traffic on the fives. So question of the day is candy a good Valentine's Day gift? I suppose you could say roses. But what's the best one you ever got? 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now. Since like I-10, I-110, 90, 98. Not seeing any delays to slow you down. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, a couple of texts here about the candy question. Somebody says, not a lot of chocolate, but a very high quality something. What is Peter Brook downtown? I do not know this store or this brand. Should I know it? I apologize. I don't know it. Everything, but I'll take it from you that it's a good one. The melting pot. Oh, that's good. That's more romantic. That's more exotic. And by the way, you can go to the melting
pot. But you got to do a lot of work
to go to the melting pot.
Well, you got to cook the food and everything. I'm like, no, y'all bring it to me cooked. I mean, that's too much work.
I will
say
this about melting pot. Go there just for dessert is a fun little on its own kind of thing.
I never thought about that.
Don't have to do the meal. You can just do the dessert, and the desserts, they're super yummy. Let's see. My wife says that every day should be Valentine's Day, and there's truth in that. There is. You know, every day should be the day when you praise right. and snuggle and, you know, do all the stuff. I'm telling how sweet she is. Let's see. 437-1620. Candy would be okay, but I'd prefer dinner out. Best Valentine's Day gift was my husband. We had our first date on Valentine's Day. Oh, well, happy dateiversary coming up on Saturday. You don't do dateiversaries?
Dateiversary?
You don't do dateiversaries?
That's too complex, man.
Bro, we've got to work on your game.
I know. Well, you know.
You have engageiversaries, you have anniversaries, and you have dateiversaries.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can do a dateiversary every month.
Oh, okay.
How many months has it been Good. Since?
Oh, this is getting awkward.
437-1620.
Thanks, Andrew.
somebody sent me a picture of an old dude working on what looks like kind of a Rube Goldberg machine, an old stereo with, I don't know if it's meant to be about our signal or if it's meant to be about the figuring out your wife, but either way, it's funny. It makes me crack up. Let's see, our go-to, somebody tells me, go-to is melting pot. Yeah, for sure. Candy is a good gift if she's pleased with it. Oh, that's exactly right answer.
Boom.
And by the way, this is one of those, it's one of those kind of key messages that you really can't say often enough, so I say it frequently around Valentine's Day and at other times. Christmas, I sometimes say it for birthdays, whatever. The best gift is the gift that the person you're giving will love receiving. Now you say, well, obviously. Not obviously. Because so many times the tendency is to give the gift that we think is cool as opposed to the gift that will actually make them feel loved. Those are not the same thing. But you got to know your partner. You got to know your person. You got to know what, I mean, you know, how many different ways have I already told you in the last 5 minutes the different things that I know about my wife, what she does and doesn't like.
Right.
You got to know them. You got to know what's going to work, what's not going to work. And that is, there's, you know how there's all these books out there about like how to have a good marriage, how to treat your, okay. Well, you've got to know which stuff works for your person. it doesn't do any good to do the like right thing according to the advice book. You've got to do the right thing according to your person. So if your person doesn't like roses and likes hyacinths, you got to know that. If your person doesn't like hyacinths and like roses, you got to know that. But the kind of, because ultimately.
Can we just give them a questionnaire and then they could just fill it out?
You got to ask questions subtly. Yeah, you got to pay attention for the clues.
I do.
Which thing are you walking down the street? And she stops and looks at it and says, oh, that's cool. You got to take note. You got to pay attention.
Trying to help my fellow brethren out.
Mm-hmm. you made me lose my train of thought. I'll think of it. Do we have to do traffic? We did already do traffic. Okay, let me pause for a moment and see if I can remember the thing I was going to say that John distracted me from. It was going to be a real good one, too.
It's just a questionnaire. I mean, it's easy.
Yeah, anyway. hey, if you wake up in the morning and you're sore after sleeping, that's a problem. The idea of a good mattress, the idea of a good bed, is that you go to sleep a little bit sore and tired and exhausted from the day, and then you wake up in the morning like ready to go again. It's supposed to be like therapy. It's supposed to be refreshing. And if that is not happening, especially if you go to bed sort of feeling okay and you wake up feeling sore, that is really bad. Okay, go to the sleep center. Go talk to them. They've been there since, well, not there, but they've been here in Pensacola for 31 years. December of 1995, they did the first half of that at Eastgate. Now they're on Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. And the idea is finding the right bed for you at the best price possible with the best service out of the best selection of available beds so that you really get something that refreshes you and makes you feel good. No commission, so no pressure. You want help? Great. You'll get help. You don't want help? Great. You won't get help. You know, tell them what you want. And figuring out which bed, which level of firmness, which, you know, do you like the memory foam? Because the memory foam has a lot of amazing features. But maybe you don't like the memory foam. Like me personally, I'm not a big fan of the memory foam. But other people love it. I mean, love it. It is amazing stuff, like invented by NASA, and now, you know, Tempur-Pedic uses it, right? The point is, everybody's different. Everybody's got a different body. Finding the right thing to make you feel good when you wake up in the morning is exactly what they're after at the Sleep Center. Stop by on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway. All right, a couple more texts that come in on the question of the day, which is candy a good gift? Somebody says, my father used to give all of us tiny three-piece heart boxes of chocolate, treasure memories like that. My wife prefers daisies. They're happy flowers. Peterbrook chocolates. Okay, I'm Palo Fox. Best chocolate they've ever eaten. That was the follow-up on that one. Yeah. Okay. My wife and I have been married for 53 years. We don't do candy or Valentine's gifts. However, we take two high-end cruises every year for a total of 30 days. And we're exactly. I'll just be honest. We don't really do a big thing for Valentine's particularly. We just kind of do nice things for each other all the time. But again, it's a matter of knowing your person and knowing what's going to work for them and resonate for them. And it's not a justification to be like, well, I did the things you're supposed to do. That's not how that works. Sorry. And, you know, if you resort to that kind of analysis, you'll be telling that to a new person soon.
Yeah.
If they're dumb enough to marry you again. Anyway, let's see. Somebody here says, best for me has been sweet handwritten notes or poems, but my sister likes chocolate, so it depends on the person. Absolutely, amen. It totally depends on the person. This is the thought. This is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Gift giving is an expression of your knowledge of the person. That's why gift giving is risky. Because when you give a gift, what you're saying to that person is, I understand you, I value you, I care about you, and I'm showing it by this thing that demonstrates that I understand you and I care about you and I'm wanting to make you happy. That's why bad gifts are so bad, because they say the opposite. When you give somebody the wrong flowers or the candy that they don't want, but they feel they have to be nice to you because you gave it to them and they're supposed to pretend, in which it's a burden then. It's, you know, all that stuff. So gifts are an expression of love and knowing. That's why they're risky, because if you do it wrong, you know, that says something too.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and, for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one-bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
The gun is a tool, Marion. No better, no worse than any other tool. An axe, a shovel, or anything. A gun is as good or as bad as the man using it. Remember that.
Good morning, 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. You want to go out on the air with that one, Meg? Meg just got here for Pep Talk, and you know, if you wonder, you know, Meg used to be a part of the Frivolous Topic because she's awesome at it, and I love having her. But she's had a schedule change, and because of it, she has a meeting that gets in the way of her being able to be here, and it's such a loss for us. And we're so sad that she can't, but she would love to be. But just the timing of it doesn't work out.
I know,
so that's
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
I feel bad.
It happens.
But I was listening on the way in.
Yeah, and?
I was chortling.
Oh, good. Good. That makes me happy.
You two are clueless, really. Men.
I've been clueless for 28 years, though.
Men,
so, all right.
You're clueless.
Go, do tell.
Well, you asked me if I'd be happy getting candy on Valentine's Day and said, absolutely. I'd be happy if I got anything.
Here's your bale of straw.
Well,
oh, that's
okay.
A thoughtful gift.
So what are you saying? A horse, thanks.
Whoa. See, there's...
See?
And John Pickens has... Wait. Girls.
Oh.
See? All right.
That's why he's been waiting.
John Pickens has traffic on the five.
Brought to you by Florida West Economic Development. It is about building our economy for all our current and future residents. Presented by Florida West Economic Development Alliance. No accidents to report to you or delays. Everything is flowing smoothly. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, one of the things that had come up earlier. Oh, did I really just close this webpage? Let me see if I can find it again.
Because
I John has no idea. No, this is killing me because I had found something that I wanted to. Oh, maybe I'm going to get lucky here. I think I got it. Excellent. We've been talking about local option sales tax all morning with the Santa Rosa County Commission and Escambia County Commission is in the same boat. Ours renews in 2028, and they're having this robust discussion about when to put it on the ballot an hour later because of the risk that it doesn't get passed and all that. And it's a really interesting conversation. What I was thinking is, I bet most people don't really know what lost goes to. Periodically, you'll see a sign on the road that says, this road paved by local option sales tax, or this school built with local option sales tax, or the fire truck was paid for. Okay, and that's all true. The things that, what you can buy is infrastructure. You can buy physical stuff. Typically, cop cars, fire trucks, you know, ambulances, maybe. I'm not sure if they're actually included in that because it's very specific. You can buy, you know, road paving. If it's parks are included, playground equipment, it's stuff. It's never labor. So here are some examples. This is Santa Rosa County, because John, you had asked the question, well, how much and what is it used for? Good question.
Right.
$8 million a year for the county slice of it. The school board also gets $8 million a year, about the same amount. It's a half a cent. Okay. Let's see. This is in fiscal year. That's going back too far. I don't want to go back that far in history. Okay, the fitness court at the Santa Rosa Sportsplex in fiscal year 20 was $100,000. That was one thing they spent on. Benny Russell Park renovations, $500,000 in 20. The Santa Rosa Field Space Expansion, Santa Rosa County Field Space Expansion was $675,000. Let's see, going down a little bit. Woodbine Road resurfacing project in, well, that's going back too far. That's 2017, $348,000. Let me see if I can find something that's a little bit more recent. This is a report from 2022, was the quickest one I could find. Road repaving in District 1, that's Pace, 500,000. Road repaving, road repaving in Pace, 250,000. Road repaving in Milton, 375,000. Road repaving in District 5, 375,000. Tom King Bayou Pedestrian Bridge, 500,000. Just, those are some examples. The Optimus Park Playground back in 2017 was $230,000. The Navarre Sports Lighting was $124,000. That was back in 2017. Baghdad Mill Site Improvements in Fiscal 20, that was $150,000. The Auditorium, this is all Santa Rosa County. The Auditorium had a new roof in Fiscal Year 20, that was $190,000. There was a Archie Glover boat ramp and kayak launch and restroom in fiscal 20 was $87,000. Benny Russell Park renovations, a different one, $350,000. So that's not everything. That's just a smattering of things, but you get a sense of some of the big ticket items over the years and how this money gets spent. Roads, parks, storm drains, infrastructure for fire trucks and, police cars and things like that. That's how the money gets spent. And the question in Santa Rosa right now is whether to use any of that for farmland conservation, and then the question of when and how to kind of present that to people.